doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit IdentifyEPI.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Hello, this is John LaHoop, the executive director of Clemson Downs. The Tigers are heading to the big dance in college basketball, and we're very excited. We join Tiger fans nationwide in congratulating Coach Brownell and his team on the crowning achievement. Clemson Downs is the only continuing care retirement community in the Clemson area. For information on memory support, visit ClemsonDowns.com or call 654-1155. We'd be glad to give you and your loved one a tour of our community. What a year for Clemson Hoops. Go Tigers!
South Carolina and all the ships at sea. I'm 0 for 2 on meetings, Ramon. Lots to get to today. You want to join the conversation, 654-7627, an abbreviated edition of the show. Clemson baseball this evening. We'll get to the bracket today. David Hood will join me at 4 p.m., 4:05 precisely, to talk a little bit of Clemson spring football. You know, I'm already thinking about looking ahead to the upcoming football season as well and thinking about the type of things that will be said and the things that have already been projected and which teams I think will are absolutely going to take a hit. And I don't think people will see it coming. Like I think Virginia Tech will get a lot of love and I don't think it's warranted. I think they may not even make a bowl game. You know, I think NC State, despite Finley, who I think is very good, I think they're going to take a hit because I don't see how you lose a defensive front that in which the entire group is going to be drafted in the first five rounds of the draft. Both defensive tackles have a chance to go in the top 100 picks, and Chubb's going to go in the top 10. You got an update for me, Rana?
Yeah, we're going to have Brad Brownell on at 5:05.
How about that? So before they leave on the big journey, Brad Brownell will join us as about a last thing. So I took a shot at that today. I didn't want to interfere in everything they have going on over there, but I was hoping we could get to speak to Coach for a few minutes before they took off on their journey, and we will today. So we'll have that as well. So David Hood, 4:05, Brad Brownell, 5:05, big day, short show. You want in, now's the time. Sammy Watkins, in other news, signed with the Kansas City Chiefs, or will. And I think it's a great fit. A lot of weapons in that passing game. Sammy is a guy who can take the top off the defense. He hasn't had a guy who could consistently throw the deep ball in his career. He does now because Patrick Mahomes' arm is as strong as anybody's in football. I think Mahomes is going to be incredible in Kansas City, and I think this is a great fit. So good news for a local product. Sammy Watkins is going to go to Kansas City and join what I expect to be an extremely dynamic Chief offense. Now, you know, they need to worry about the defensive side of the ball, as I tweeted a little earlier today, but they do get Eric Berry back. And quite honestly, when Berry got injured last year is when everything started to fall apart for them, because he's just so incredible and takes away the opponent's tight end and half of their offense. So the Chiefs will be better with Berry back in the fold. Obviously, the NCAA tournament, a lot of stuff going around the NFL right now regarding quarterbacks. Kirk Cousins has found a landing. Nothing is official until the next couple of days, but Kirk Cousins has found a landing spot in Minnesota. The New York Jets have apparently chosen Teddy Bridgewater as losers of the Kirk Cousins sweepstakes and perhaps losers of the Drew Brees sweepstakes, because I have it on good authority that the Jets offered Brees a 2-year deal for $63 million, and he opted not to take that. He chose less money in New Orleans, which is not a surprise to me. We expected the status quo to remain there and Brees to remain in New Orleans. So a lot of these quarterback situations filling up. Allegedly, Sam Bradford was headed to Arizona. So the musical quarterback situation, earlier there were reports of Mike Glennon headed to Arizona. I don't know if that's still true, but now apparently Sam Bradford is headed to Arizona. Teddy Bridgewater is headed to the Jets. Kirk Cousins is headed to Minnesota. Did I leave anybody out? We have a quarterback musical chairs in the National Football League, and this all obviously before the draft. And then these teams will, I did leave somebody out. Because all of the Viking quarterbacks have gone elsewhere. Case Keenum to Denver. So Keenum to Denver. You know, the Vikings ended the season talking about how they had three quarterbacks. Well, now they basically had none. And now Case Keenum will go to Denver. Bradford will go to Arizona. And Bridgewater will go to the Jets, and the new Vikings quarterback is Cousins. That's the National Football League right now. It's astonishing. So that's the situation there. And all, obviously, in advance of the draft, where you would think that teams like Denver and Arizona still need quarterbacks, that they wouldn't be, and the Jets, that none of those teams would be particularly satisfied with those frontline guys. Minnesota wasn't. You know, Minnesota wasn't particularly satisfied with any of those frontline guys. So I would think that those teams still need quarterbacks as we head to the draft. But we shall see. A lot of breaking news on the quarterback front in the last 30 minutes around the National Football League. So again, if you missed it, all of the Vikings quarterbacks are now other people's quarterbacks. All of Minnesota's three stooges are now elsewhere. And the Vikings now have Kirk Cousins, or will officially in the next couple of days. So there's where we stand. On to the bracket. You want to get in today and talk about the NCAA tournament, you're welcome to. Before I get to that, a few news and note items. I'm at Twin Peaks this week. I'm at Twin Peaks this week on Thursday. Tomorrow, we have the college basketball tip-off show, and that will be from Local Q. That's from 5 to 8 p.m., and here's what you need to know. There's free food. That's right. They're having a free buffet for you to partake in. So how about that? Obviously a cash bar, but free food at the event. So there's that. And that's tomorrow from 5 to 8, and that will include Mickey, myself, Brad, Ben, I presume, Kelly and Kwok as hosts. So we will see you there tomorrow for
that event. And I'm producing it here.
Oh, yes, and you are.
And Local Zach's Q. producing it there.
You're very good. Zach produced it there. Local Q, and again, that's from 5 to 8 p.m., 3 hours of basketball coverage on the NCAA tournament with free food. Doesn't get much better than that.
And then also, you can get in on our NCAA tournament bracket contest by going to WCCPFM.com and filling out a bracket. The winner will get a fabulous prize to Las Vegas, and there's an additional runner-up prize, I do believe. So there's all that at going on right now. So by all means, partake, come on out and see us tomorrow. Plan on coming out and seeing me Thursday at Twin Peaks when the show comes back to the Peaks. So lots to get to, and I want to start by taking a look at the brackets because, again, it is a shortened show. Starting in the South, we have Creighton and Kansas State. You know, that's a pretty good matchup. Creighton's a historical basketball team. That's a pretty good team. Kansas State has been good against the teams that they should beat this year. Not so good against the absolute upper shelf teams. But as an 8-9 matchup, that's a highly competitive game. Highly competitive game. I could see either side winning that game. The 5-12, I think, is interesting. Kentucky and Davidson. Everyone is back on board the Kentucky bandwagon, thinking that they're playing great basketball and their young players have finally rounded into form and they won the conference tournament and all that stuff. But Davidson can shoot the ball. And they can shoot the ball from almost every spot on the court. And I don't think they're going to have any fear of Kentucky. I'm still not in love with Kentucky. I'm sorry. I appreciate their athleticism. I still don't think there's enough toughness on that basketball team, nor do I think there's enough physicality. And I think even a team like Davidson is dangerous to them. I'm not overwhelmed by Kentucky. I haven't been all year. I know they've played better of late. That's not surprising. Calipari teams generally do play better late, but are they a team that's going to go far in this tournament? I'm not so sure. And then, you know, it's funny because the 4-13 in that region is a very similar kind of game. It's an Arizona team that won their conference tournament that has the nation's best player, I think pretty clearly, against a Buffalo team that is an overachiever, won their conference. Is a tough group, has played competitive basketball all year long, and I don't think it's going to be an easy out. I don't think there'll be an easy out. Now, Arizona's talent might eventually overwhelm them. I guess what I wonder about with Arizona is I wonder how tough they are. You know, last year, a lot of people picked Arizona out of their region, and they were just soft. They were just too soft. And, of course, Gonzaga emerged out of that region as we expected because they're just a tougher-minded team. And I still don't know what to make of Arizona. I think Arizona has great talent. In fact, if everyone's healthy and not suspended, they may be the most talented team in America, probably are, despite Jay Billis continuing to refer to Duke as the most talented team in America. By the way, not to go off on too big of a Duke tangent early, but I'm sorry, where is all the Duke talent? It's all embodied in one player. And what's curious is that team almost seems to play better when that one player is not on the court. We'll get to them. But I think Kentucky, Davidson, Arizona, Buffalo are both interesting games. I do not think they will be easy games for the higher seeded teams. I think they'll both struggle with those two basketball teams. They may eventually win, but I think they'll both struggle. You know, this is a tournament in which there is incredible competitive balance. Incredible competitive balance. As we've said all year, there's nothing approaching a great team, which invites, demands competitive balance. That's what we have. So I don't think anybody is a guarantee for anything. I mean, if there's ever a tournament that we could see massive and major upsets, this is the year. Because the top's never been close to the bottom. In part, or mainly, not because the bottom has necessarily gotten better, but the top has gotten worse. This is the worst one line in history. I mean, it's the worst one line I've ever seen. None of these ones are legitimate once, not by past tournament standards, in my estimation. I think it's an extremely weak field at the top. Extremely weak. Where every one of these one seeds is vulnerable because none of them are great. I mean, by definition, none of them are great. I mean, look at a team like Michigan State. They played really well for the most part down the stretch of their season. But what have they been all year? I mean, they've been up, down, all around. I mean, and there are people who want to suggest that they're a great team. I don't think they're a great team. They're a team that could win because somebody has to win. But that's the nature of this tournament this year. There is no elite team. There is no true one. There's not a team out there that, to me, looks like a historical one. I think we have a bunch of 2 and 3 seeds from a historical standpoint on the one line. And what that means is that, and I haven't really thought about 16 ones, but if it's ever going to happen, this might be the year. Texter said, and I think it's a tournament that's going to be decided by defense, and Cincinnati is one of the best. They do. Do they have enough consistent offense? Would be the question with Cincinnati, as it often is. But they're tough. They're tough-minded. It's a tough bunch. Mick Cronin is a tough guy, and his team plays that way. Waltip Tula Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You want in, now's the time. 654-7627. We'll be right back.
The conference championship have now been settled, and now comes the big one. Follow the Tigers on their path through the NCAA tournament field in hopes of making history from the first tip to the final buzzer. Catch all the action right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch the Tigers first round action this Friday, starting at 9:30 with the pregame, right here on the flagship station of Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
It's that time of year again. The Bojangler Fish Filet Sandwich is back at Bojangles. Hurry in. The Bojangler is only available for a limited time. Bojangles. It's Bojangler time.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One. Trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Patrick Square Pharmacy invites you to our grand opening and ribbon cutting March 16th, 11 until 2. We're your local pharmacy in Patrick Square, and we're proud to be part of the Clemson community. Meet the pharmacy team, Kelly, Brock, and Laura, March 16th, 11 until 2. We provide hands-on service and expertise for all of your family's prescription needs. Please join us Friday, March 16th for our ribbon cutting from 11 until 2. Patrick Square Pharmacy, 999-2900.
If you love everything Clemson, then you need to know about Lakeside Lodge of Clemson. It's a new condo resort under development on Lake Hartwell, right across from Clemson University. It combines the best parts of owning a place on the lake with the amenities of a hotel, such as housekeeping, great food, and other services. Plus, you can rent your condo when you're not using it. And did I mention that it's on the lake? Go to LakesideLodgeClemson.com to find out more.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
You're in luck during Aaron's Lucky Days. During March, you can start a new agreement and get 6 months same as cash. And this weekend only, just $7.77 gets you started leasing to own furniture, electronics, and appliances. With no credit needed and free delivery and setup. Don't miss out. Come to a participating store or visit Aaron's.com and get started for just $7.77 during Aaron's Lucky Days.
Transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows the car that will fit you and your family because they are the leader in the market. With competitive inventory, they have something for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because at Granger Nissan, all new vehicles have a lifetime warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Personal care in the drugstore business is almost a thing of the past. You're just a number at the big box pharmacies or through mail order. Not so with your local pharmacist at Corner Drugstore in Pickens and Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson. They offer the personal touch and know you by name. They care about you and your family's health care questions and concerns. Pharmacists offering personal care. Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson. Corner Drugstore in Pickens. Small town feel, big time service.
When hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Daryl is hired with Indeed.
Using the site saves me a lot of time. It makes my job so much easier.
Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Walt Diptula Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Jesse writes, Diptula's Rage, your insight's the absolute best, but when are you going to unveil the long-anticipated Ramona bracket? That's coming. I don't know when exactly. How are we doing on that, Ramona? How are you coming on the Ramona bracket?
We're working on it.
By the way, Krispy Kreme has all sorts of stuff going on. I'm just seeing that now. They have their own tournament challenge. And you can actually join. Oh, well, I'm going to have to leave that one alone. I just realized that, Michael, based on what I just read there. But the second one, this Friday and Saturday, you can get your green glazed donuts at Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme, the 16th and 17th only. How about that? How about that, Ramona? Get the original green glazed donuts. Friday and Saturday, right? The 16th and 17th, sorry. Yeah, at Krispy Kreme. How about that? Texter says, Walt, do you believe Clemson will fall to New Mexico State? I do not. I do not believe that. I think that, as I explained yesterday, I've seen New Mexico State play. I watched them play early in the year, but that's, you know, so long ago. It was sort of out of sight, out of mind. And as part of this exercise, I intentionally sought out a game of theirs to watch late night the other night and watch them play an entire game. And I think they're good. I mean, I think they're a tough group. And as I talked about yesterday, Lofton is a unique scorer. When he's on, he's a streaky shooter. When he's on, he can score from anywhere. He has range. He's about a 39, 40% three-point shooter. He's a shooter and a scorer, but he's more of a streaky shooter. And if you let him hit his first couple shots, he's capable of scoring 35 on you. He's very dangerous, and he's old. And he's 25 years old. This is an old team. Other than the point guard, this is a senior team, senior or beyond. So it's an experienced bunch. They know how to win. They've proven as much. They've beaten good teams. They beat Miami and Davidson. They're a legitimate team. They're good defensively. They're athletic. They recover pretty well. The Jones kid averages over 13 rebounds a game at under 200 pounds. I mean, he can't weigh more than 180. He's like 6'5", 180 is what he is his body type. And yet he's a great rebounder, and primarily because he's quick off his feet. He's like a pogo stick. He can just go up and up and up and down, up and down, up and down, while other guys' feet are glued to the ground. That's the kind of player he is. And he's a stat sheet stuffer kind of guy for them. But you also have to watch the Wilkins kid. The Wilkins kid's like 6'9", and he has three-point range. This team's not a great three-point shooting team, by the way. If there's an advantage that Clemson has, it's that Clemson shoots the ball better from the perimeter than this team does. And that may play out in this game. If Clemson wins, as I expect, I think one advantage that Clemson should hold at the end of the game is they should win the three-point shooting and three-point shooting defended categories. I would think that would fall in their favor. But the Wilkins kid is a guy who can spot up, and if you leave him there at 22 feet, he'll hit that three at 6'9", so you have to be aware of that. In fact, he's their second-best three-point shooter after Lofton. They're primarily a man-to-man defensive team. The game I watched, they played nothing but man. They're primarily a man-to-man defensive team. They will extend. They will try and guard the three-point line. I think it opens them up a little bit to back doors and back cuts. I also think it potentially opens them up to being beaten off the dribble if they have a man disadvantage. I think that Reed is going to play big in this game. I think that Reed can get to the rim against this team. I think he can beat them off the bounce as they extend. I think that it's a game that I think Reed can get to the free throw line 10, 12 times and post a big number based on the matchup. So that's how I see it. Texas says, this is why I listen to Road Rage. Exceptional analysis. Much appreciated. Thank you very much. Appreciate the kind words. So that's how I see that game. I think Clemson's going to win this game by 6-8 points, something in that margin. But and look, it may be that Clemson's at a crowd disparity disadvantage here, because it appears that you may have other fan bases in that region that influence the nature of the crowd. We'll see. I still don't think it's a bad idea. Never did. And I'm going to ask Coach when we have him on about this notion of sort of band of brothers. Go out west, get away from the distractions, people with the ticket requests, everything else, just to play basketball. Dexter 360 says, I saw New Mexico State beat my Illini this year, but hell, everybody beat Illinois this year. That must be my man Jay. So, yeah. Yeah, Dexter asks, have I discussed my favorite to win it all? No, I have not as yet. Let me go back to that. Oh, before I get back to that region, let me tell you about my friends at George Coleman Ford. You know, George Coleman Ford won the President's Award again, Ramona. I don't mean the one I told you about before. I mean again. They just won again. Brand new, fresh off the press. Again. 2 years running, only four dealerships in the upstate of South Carolina to win the President's Award. That's a consumer survey based on what you say. It's not what I say or what Ramona says or what WCCP. It's what you say. And you know what? Truth is, you've been saying the same thing for 90 years. That's why George Coleman Ford has been so successful over so long. You know, that doesn't happen by accident. It happens with a commitment to excellence. And by commitment to excellence, what it means is a commitment to you, the customer, to your total satisfaction. That's how someone stays in business 90 years. You know who doesn't stay in business 90 years? The people who try and cut corners. The people who are always trying to look out for their own interests. Those people fail. Oh, they may scam some people in the short term, but in the long term, they fail. A business that stays in business and thrives over a 90-year period does so because they care about you. That's George Coleman Ford. I can't read all this. I pulled another review. This was also a Google review, but just to give you an idea, I purchased an F-450 from George Coleman Ford in January. My salesman, Joe Wright, was what every salesperson should try to be like. Great guy, easygoing, made the deal effortless. This is what you get. This is what you get at George Coleman Ford. You can go read all the reviews, pick any of the review services you want, choose any review you want. They're basically all five stars, no matter where you go. There's a reason for that. Cars cost less and travelers less. That's a fact. It's also a fact that there are never any dealer fees. Go see him, George Coleman Ford, Travelers Rest. You will thank me later. I think in the South region, Atlanta, Miami, and Loyola is a really interesting game. Miami has not fared particularly well against elite teams this year. Not that Loyola is an elite team, but Loyola is a team on their level. Loyola can play with Miami. Loyola, you know what I always look for in these teams that are the lesser known or the mid-major teams. I want to see what happened when they got a chance to play the Power Five schools. When they had a chance, how did they perform? I'm not even necessarily looking for them to win, because in most cases, those are going to be road games. And so I'm not even necessarily looking for them to win. But what I'm looking for is for them to go on the road and play well, play competitively against a power team. Well, Loyola went to Florida earlier this year and beat Florida. That's what I'm talking about. That type of thing. That shows their worth. You know, they're going to lose some conference games like everybody else, but Loyola shoots the ball well. Loyola is a better shooting team than Miami of Florida is. They shoot the basketball better than Miami. The question for Loyola is going to be, can they hold their own on the boards? Because Miami's a pretty good rebounding team, and that's going to be the question. That's the one area Loyola is not very good at. It's not a big team. It'll be interesting to see if they can hold their own on the glass. If they can hold their own on the glass, they could win that game. Tennessee, Wright State. You know, Wright State's a competitive bunch, but I think the Vols have enough. You know, again, the Vols are not a great shooting team. It's not a great offensive team, but there's a toughness about Tennessee that I think will allow them to slide by Wright State. But that game may be closer than Tennessee fans would like. It doesn't mean that Tennessee won't get their act together even if they survive a close game. They still might. Like, for example, I mean, I could see Tennessee, if they win that game, winning the next game against the winner of Miami and Loyola. That's possible in my mind, certainly. So there's that. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, Jay, but I said that yesterday. So, Nevada, Texas, you know, if Nevada was whole and confident and healthy, then this would be a game that you'd think they could win. It's actually a 7-10 where Nevada is the 7 seed. I'm not sure the game favors them, though. You know, it should be a competitive game. You know something else I'm not sure of, Ramona? With so many people tomorrow, I don't know how we're going to unveil whole brackets. You know, in the basketball show?
I don't know.
I read the format, but I'm not completely sure how we're going to unveil whole brackets. So maybe I ought to do some of that today, because I don't see how we're going to get to all that tomorrow and discuss. It's not, you know, unveil our individual bracket show. It's to discuss the tournament. So, you know, maybe a pick out of every region, but I'm not sure how we go over the entire bracket. Cincinnati and Georgia State. Good luck to Georgia State. I think they'll need it. Cincinnati is a tough team. They guard. Cronin's bunch is physical. You know, you look at the South region, and I've heard how bad it is for Minnesota, or for how bad it is for to have to face teams like Arizona and Kentucky if you're Virginia. You know, here's the thing. They're not going to face both Arizona and Kentucky. We look at these regions, and this is what we do. People analyze the regions. They say, well, this region has, look how tough this is going to be for Virginia, because they have Kentucky and Arizona and, you know, Tennessee and blah, blah, blah. Well, you're not playing both Kentucky and Arizona. You're not even guaranteed to play either one of them. But, you know, in worst case scenario, you're playing one of them. You're not playing both of them. So let's not act like you're playing both of them. Here's the thing. If it winds up being Virginia and Kentucky, Virginia's going to beat Kentucky, because Virginia's tougher than Kentucky is. They just are. They're a tougher team than Kentucky is. Now, I think they're a tougher team than Arizona is, too. The only question with Arizona is their length. And Ayton could give them problems.
well, and gives everybody problems. And Virginia has more length in terms of post defense than they have in the past. You know, you got a couple guys who are in that 6'11 range for Virginia. So they at least have the body type and the fouls to expend in trying to guard or defend a guy like Ayton. Look, again, the most talented team in that region is Arizona. By far. I mean, it's not even close. They're easily the most talented team in the region. But it takes more than talent to win. It takes toughness. And Virginia has that. Virginia has that. So, you know, when I look at that region, you're going to come down to me, you're probably coming down to Virginia. And initially that thing didn't scroll back for me, which is why I paused for a second a couple minutes ago. But I think you're coming down to Virginia because I'm looking at a live interactive bracket on the web. I think you're coming down to Virginia, Arizona in the top half of that region is how I see it now. I'm still thinking about that, though. But I've never liked Virginia at tournament time, and I don't love them now in terms of the NCAA tournament. But if there's ever a year that they're going to get to the Final Four and be a factor, this might be the year. And the one thing I think they have as an advantage in that region is they're clearly the toughest minded team in that region, and it's not close. Walt Eptula, Road Rage, quick break.
The NCAA basketball tournament starts on March 15th. Don't go into it without all the info you need to be on top of your game. Join 105.5 The Roar at Local Q on March 14th from 5 to 8. Every host will be there live. Mickey, Brad, Kwok, Kelly, and Walt. They'll break down the brackets and tell us what they think, all while you enjoy great food, great beer, and even better company. 105.5 The Roar, March 14th at Local Q, 30 Orchard Park Drive in Greenville. Sponsored by Tiger Moving Company.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boy with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo resort opening fall 2019 right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel such as housekeeping, great food, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge Clemson at lakesidelodgeclemson.com. That's lakesidelodgeclemson.com.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to lightstream.com/sports. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to lightstream.com/sports. That's lightstream.com/sports. Lightstream.com/sports.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% autopay discount. Available only when you select autopay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans.
Do you have standing water around your home? Well, it's probably also underneath your home. Standing water and musty air can cause damage to your home and affect the air you breathe. Canty Foundation Specialists can help you correct these problems. Standing water causes wood to rot and creates an environment for mold and mildew. Call Canty Foundation Specialists for drier, cleaner air and a more comfortable home all year long. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Warmer weather is here, so let the spring cleaning commence. Get rid of all that winter grime with Zero Res. Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning Extreme Clean Light New Carpets. No one can clean like Zero Res because they use empowered water and leave no residue behind. Mention my name, Mickey Plyler, and get three rooms for only $129 and a free hallway. Call 864-558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com to make your appointment. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
If you're coming to Clemson, whether visiting the university with your high school senior, a ball game, or just a tour of this beautiful part of South Carolina, I invite you to stay with me. I'm Gary Cohen, general manager of Clemson's premier hotel, the Abernathy, just a block from the Rock. We offer uniquely designed and spacious guest rooms. We have a special hospitality suite for meetings, parties, baby showers, or birthdays. And don't forget Taps Bar and Cafe. Stay a night or two with me at the Abernathy, Clemson's first boutique hotel.
You're in luck during Aaron's Lucky Days. During March, you can start a new agreement and get 6 months same as cash. And this weekend only, just $7.77 gets you started leasing to own furniture, electronics, and appliances. With no credit needed and free delivery and setup. Don't miss out. Come to a participating store or visit Aarons.com and get started for just $7.77 during Aaron's Lucky Days.
Transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
It's a great time to buy from George Coleman Ford, where SUVs cost less and travelers rest. 2018 Explorer XLTs, only $29,999. You heard that right. Only $29,999. That price includes $3,500 in total rebates, plus tax and tag. And remember this, George Coleman Ford never sticks you with any hidden dealer fees. Check out their near-perfect customer service scores online at George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less and travelers rest.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Walt Zepsula, Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Let me tell you about my friends at Priority One. Priority One absorbed Blue Ridge and in the process became the biggest and the best. You know, they were two like-minded companies. The merger was bound to happen. It did. And everyone is better off for it. Priority One absorbed Blue Ridge, took all their best and brightest, and is now even bigger than before. One of the largest. Actually, Priority One's the largest privately owned and operated company in the state of South Carolina and amongst the top 25 security integrators in the whole country. Why Priority One? They're family owned and operated. They're locally focused. As I said before, when I met with them, they indicated they wanted to be involved philanthropically in anything that we, any venture that we had. And they jumped on board the Tigers for Tatas campaign and with a matching offer. And so they matched us dollar for dollar. They wrote a big check. Those are the kind of people you want to do business with. Then there's this. They'll protect the people that matter most in this world to you better than anyone else can. Advanced technology, video alarm system, total control apps, Ring doorbell service, fastest response time in the industry with local monitoring. That's Priority One. We live in a dangerous world. Watch the 12 o'clock news. It's just sort of unbelievable, the things that are going on. Maybe the bad guy will never find you. I don't know. I can't tell you that one way or another. I can tell you this. Security is a personal decision. When you're ready, call my friends at Priority One. They're waiting to help you. 288-1400, 288-1400. It's Priority One. Call them. You know, that's how I see the South region breaking down. And basically, you know, look, I've already sort of done these things in my mind. I've not actually filled out any bracket as yet. But I've gone over it in my head as to how I see it playing out. And in the South, you know, I think your choices in terms of winning that region really come down to Virginia, Cincinnati, Kentucky, Arizona. And maybe that's it. Maybe Tennessee. maybe Tennessee. I think there's balance in that division. You know, if you wanted to see a dirt, ugly, tough game, Virginia and Cincinnati would be that game. I mean, if that thing wound up Virginia and Cincinnati, you're talking about a 50-49 game. I mean, comes till last possession, last shot. I can see either of those teams winning. They fundamentally play a similar game. You might argue that Virginia shoots it a little more consistently than does Cincinnati, but you know, I could see any outcome there. And again, the two most athletic teams are Arizona and Kentucky. The two teams with the greatest length, Arizona and Kentucky. The team with the most talent, Arizona. So it depends what you're looking for out of that region. I could certainly see Loyola as an upset over Miami, again, depending on whether they can rebound the basketball. That's going to be the key for them. If they can rebound the ball, if they can hold their own on the boards, they'll win the game because they shoot it better than Miami. But that's a big but. Miami's a good rebounding team. That's not Loyola's strength. You know, I think a lot of people like Nevada. I'm not as in love with Nevada right now. I don't think they enter this tournament in a good state. In the West, we have Xavier against the winner of the play-in game. You know, Xavier, Texas says if UVA and Cincinnati play first and win the 20 wins, it will not be a pretty game. That's a guarantee. It'll be a brutal game. You know, look, Xavier is about as mature a team as there is in the country. They're well coached. They have star power. Blewett is about as good as any guard in America. He could certainly put that team on his back and carry them. You know, the thing about Xavier is they've won a lot of close games all year because of that maturity and because of their guard play. And that should bode well for them. Tom Crean has picked them to win the title, and they may. I mean, I wouldn't rule Xavier out. I think the question with Xavier is, can Blewett carry them on a Kemba Walker-type run? Now, he's not as explosive as Walker, but he's taller, and he can shoot the ball over people from the perimeter, and he's a master of the half inch. And he has been in this tournament and carried team before. So he's a guy who could lead that team to the promised land. I wouldn't rule it out. I also wouldn't rule out Xavier losing early because I think they play a lot of close games. Now, again, generally they win those games because of their backcourt play. Missouri and Florida State. Who knows what Missouri is? Now that Michael Porter Jr. is back, who knows what they are? I think it's disruptive. I don't think it works. Porter is a talent. You know, he came back that game the other day, shot 6 of 17. And I thought Missouri, who really had developed chemistry in his absence, didn't look like they had chemistry any longer. They have talent. Trust me. Corey says, can I trust the FBI's most wanted in Sean Miller in Arizona? Yeah, I mean, again, and if Arizona goes on to have success in this tournament, will it be long-term success? Will they be able to maintain it through the investigation? Hard to say. You know, Missouri and Florida State's a fun little game. Florida State has obviously has tremendous length. What they don't seem to be able to do are finish close games. And in the tournament, you're going to have to finish close games. It's why I did not like them in the ACC tournament, because I just didn't think that they don't make free throws down the stretch. They don't make winning plays down the stretch of close games. And that'll be their challenge here. However, I still wonder about the Missouri chemistry. I really thought Missouri was actually becoming a dangerous team without Michael Porter Jr. And then, you know, Michael Porter Jr. comes in and everybody starts with the immediate, oh, you know, look, Missouri's playing good. Imagine now that they have Michael Porter Jr., they're going to be, it doesn't work that way. You know, again, I've cited the Kyrie Irving example from the past with Duke when they played Arizona in the tournament X number of years ago. And, you know, they were playing really well, and then they brought Kyrie Irving back for the tournament. It was a no-win situation for Krzyzewski. There wasn't a right or wrong answer there. It was a virtually impossible decision. You have a team that's playing well, yet you have perhaps the most talented player in the country who's ready to come back. How do you tell him he can't come back? how do you say that he can't make us better? There was no winning there. Krzyzewski chose to bring him back. It did not work out well. Arizona destroyed Duke 95-60 or whatever it was. It was just a total bully beatdown. And it was because Krzyzewski tried to reintroduce Kyrie Irving in the tournament. Now, at least Missouri was able to introduce him before the tournament, but I'm still not sure that they know how to play with Michael Porter Jr. right now. I just don't know that they do. Ohio and South Dakota State. South Dakota State is one of the best individual players in the country. Ohio State is, I think I just said Ohio, but Ohio State's a team that I think has been good all year. I mean, obviously Clemson beat them early in the year, but I think Ohio State's a talented team. They have length. I think they're going to be a pretty tough out. Pretty tough out. Gonzaga and UNCG. I've had people ask me about this game. I think that UNCG can keep it close, but I don't think that they can ultimately play with or beat Gonzaga. I just think that Gonzaga is really talented and has a lot of answers. So they're going to be tough. Houston, San Diego State, also in the West. I like this Houston team. I think this Houston team is explosive. They can score. There's some grit to them. They have guard play. I think Houston's a dangerous bunch. And in that side of the bracket, you have Michigan and Montana. Montana's completely overmatched. Completely overmatched against Michigan. Michigan's a team that was really playing well at the end of the year. Wagner is a tough post player, 6'11", athletic, versatile. He's a tough matchup. Montana doesn't have the horses. In fact, do me a favor, look up the point spreads on these games. Go to Vegas Insider and pull up the point spreads for me on these games and let me know what the point spread on Michigan and Montana is, because I'm not sure they can make a big enough point spread in that game. You know, Montana's been down this road before. Was it Syracuse last year that Montana played in the tournament? I think that was the game that Roy had Montana upset him, and I think he wound up saying later that he has his biggest regret, because I think they lost by like 50, and I'm not sure that this is going to be any different. I just think that they're a team that just doesn't have the personnel to play with a team like Michigan, and I don't think it's going to get better as the game goes on. That's a 3-14 that is destined to be ugly. I would be shocked if Montana hung around with Michigan. Shocked. I think Michigan's a team that has the potential to win the whole thing. They're playing really well at the right time of year. They have a lot of answers, and they have a championship-level coach who's gotten his team to a national championship game before in John Beilein. You have those numbers, Ramona?
I'm looking for they have a separate bracket one?
Separate bracket one.
Yeah.
It would be under NCAA basketball heading.
Yeah.
And then you just go to Vegas odds.
NCAA BK. I'm guessing that's the bracket.
Go down to Vegas odds.
Okay.
Click on that.
I think I got it.
And it'll take you right there. Like magic.
Okay. I get it.
And then down in that same bracket of the West, you've got Texas A&M and Providence. Interesting game. I think Ed Cooley's bunch is playing pretty well. I think they're a dangerous team. I think Providence has a lot of answers. And then below that, North Carolina and Lipscomb. I don't know why people are talking about Lipscomb beating North Carolina. I've seen that talk. I'm not sure what you people are smoking or drinking or any of that stuff. Lipscomb is not beating North Carolina. They're going to get killed. They might hang around. Look, people always get excited about these underdogs who hang around for 15 minutes. That's the nature of basketball. Game starts at 0-0. You're not blown out yet. There's a feeling out process. It's like early in a fight. And eventually the better fighter totally takes over. So it's not unusual for the underdog to hang around for 12 or 13 or 14 minutes. It's unusual for the underdog to still be hanging around when there's 10 minutes left in the game. Wake me at that point. Until then, there's really nothing to talk about. And I don't think there's going to be a lot to talk about in North Carolina and Lipscomb. We shall see. Let me tell you about my friends at Harry's. Look, I love Harry's Shave. It's the closest, most comfortable shave ever. No cuts, no burns, no irritation, none of that stuff. The flexible soft hinge glides across the contours of my face. The eucalyptus shave cream is thick, luxurious, makes you feel alive when you put it on. You actually look forward to shaving with Harry's. I've never looked forward to shaving before Harry's. For decades, one big razor company relentlessly increased prices. They reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. Jeff and Andy, two regular guys. One of them went into a pharmacy and paid $25 for four razors. He left, called the other one up. I can't remember which way it goes, but he called the other one up and he said, hey, Andy, this sucks. We need to do something better than this. And so they did. They knew there had to be a better way. And they searched the world over, bought the German factory that makes the finest blades, and for just $2 a blade compared to the $4 you pay at the drugstore, they sent them right to your door. Shaving can't get better. What do you get? You get the weighted ergonomic handle. You get the five precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they're offering you a special trial offer. You heard that right. Redeem your trial offer, a $13 value, all free when you sign up. Plus, there's a special offer for fans of the show. Go to harrys.com right now. Enter promo code Walt at checkout to get a post-shave bomb, also free. harrys.com, promo code Walt. Do it. I'll be back.
Keeping our goal line safe in the Priority One security studios.
Make some noise.
We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
The Bojangler Fish Filet Sandwich is back at Bojangles, only available for a limited time.
Rely on EnviroMulch. They supply quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. They're special. Get double ground hardwood mulch for $1 off per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply. From your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers!
Love driving again and enjoy no payments for up to 90 days at State Credit Union. And with rates as low as 1.99% APR on new cars, now is the perfect time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 statewide branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com.